Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, we'll explore the music from the Libre Vermeil de Montserrat. Using various recordings from the last three decades, we'll listen to devotional songs written in honor of the Black Virgin of Montserrat, an ancient Spanish pilgrimage destination. We'll also hear a recent release by the ensemble Accordone. a performance by the New London Consort under the direction of Philip Pickett. Mariam Matrem Virginem, a virelay from the Libre Vermel de Montserrat, an important book from the Middle Ages that contains, among other things, a number of anonymous musical works. Completed at the end of the 14th century, the book is part of what remains of a great library that was once housed at the Spanish Abbey of Montserrat. Known as the Libre Vermel, the medieval Red Book of Montserrat got its name relatively late in life when it was covered during the 19th century in red velvet. Today it contains 10 vocal pieces that include the dance-like virelay Ad Mortem Festinamus. We'll hear the Capella de Ministrer perform two versions in Catalan, and in between, the New London Consort will give us their version in the original Latin.
Per tutti mi sereno,
Music from the Liber Vermeil was performed by the New London Consort and by the Capella di Ministrea. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music from the Liber Vermeil de Montserrat. As the Abbey of Montserrat was a destination for pilgrims wishing to see the statue of the Virgin Mary, some of the songs in the Liber Vermel naturally have a connection. The first song found in the book, O Virgo Splendens, is a perfect example of one in praise of the Virgin. Hesperion 20 will be followed by the Capella de Ministreres, performing two individual interpretations of O Virgo Splendens.
Thank you.
O Virgo Splendens from the Libra Vermel was performed by the Capella de Ministreres under the direction of Carlos Magraner. Before that, Hesperion 20, as directed by Jordi Savall, gave us their version. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the mysterious devotional music of the Libra Vermel de Montserrat. While most of the musical pieces in the Libra are in Latin, there are a couple of exceptions. The Marian motet Imperatrice de la Ciutat Joyosa is in Occitan, while the Ballade de Los Set Goits is in Catalan, the common language of the region. We'll hear the ensemble Alla Francesca and then the Capella di Ministreres performing their own versions of Imperatrice della Ciutat Gioiosa.
Mine is the open. Thank you.
we heard two versions of Imperatriz de la Ciutat Joyosa from the Libre Vermel. The first was performed by Alla Francesca and the second by the Capella de Ministres, directed by Carlos Magraner. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the music of the Libre Vermel. The musical pieces in the Libre had more than just a general devotional role. They may have been used as examples of songs that were acceptable for pilgrims to sing. This would have been especially fitting, as the Libre also contained writings on how pilgrims should behave at the Virgin's shrine. We'll return now to the New London Consort under Philip Pickett for a performance of the Marian Virile, Cunctissimus Concanentes, Let Us All Sing Together. Now from the Middle Ages into the Renaissance, as we take a peek at a recent release by the group Accordone. Tenor Marco Beasley and keyboardist Guido Morini come together with colleagues to perform music from the early part of the 16th century. In particular, songs of a poetic form known as the frottola are complemented by dances of the period. We'll hear Antonio Caprioli's Sotto un Verde e Alto Cipresso, performed by Accordone with guest cornetist Bruce Dickey.
Sotto un verde alto cipresso, un bel sguardo il cor mi tolse, se io restai fuor di me stesso, amor fu che così volse, e per questo il cor si dolse. Anzi canta tutte l'ore.
Sotto un Verde e Alto Cipresso by Antonio Caprioli, performed by Accordone with guest cornetist Bruce Dickey, from a CD entitled Frattole. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.